The closing arguments. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News.
We're going to swamp them.
Former President Trump's prediction for Republicans in Tuesday's midterm elections while campaigning for Ohio Senate candidate J.D. Vance.
This is the year we're going to take back the House. We're going to take back the Senate, and we're going to take back America.
The former president said he will have a very big announcement 1 week from Tuesday, likely to be about his plans for 2024. President Biden wrapped up his sprint to the midterms, rallying for Democrats in Maryland on Monday night.
This election is not a referendum. It's a choice. It's a choice between two very different visions of America.
The president warning Social Security, veterans benefits, and reproductive rights are all on the chopping block in the Republicans' vision of America.
We know in our bones that our democracy is at risk, and we know that this is your moment to defend it.
Republicans are favored to win back the House. Control of the Senate is a toss-up.
Fox's Steve Rappaport. Election lawsuits have already begun in Pennsylvania. Democrat Senate candidate John Fetterman's campaign asking a federal court to order boards of elections in Pennsylvania to count all mail-in ballots. The Pennsylvania State Supreme Court last week ruled that undated or misdated absentee ballots not be counted. A judge in Arizona has blocked Cochise County from counting all of its ballots by hand over concerns about voting machine integrity. An appeal is considered to be likely. Powerball unplugged. The Monday night drawing for the record $1.9 billion Powerball jackpot did not happen. Powerball says one of its 48 participating lotteries hasn't closed out the required security protocols. The drawing is delayed until that happens. No word on when that might be. People magazine has named its sexiest man alive for 2022. It's Captain America star Chris Evans who says the announcement will make his mom happy and will sustain him when he's, quote, old and saggy. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A big settlement is pending in a huge auto emissions case.
German auto supplier Bosch will pay $25 million to settle allegations that it made defeat devices, which made vehicles appear to pass emission tests. But in reality, those vehicles were spewing pollution at many times the limit. The California Air Resources Board said the company's technology was at the heart of the automobile emissions cheating scandals at Volkswagen and Fiat Chrysler, and that has led directly to increased emissions. Bosch said in a statement it doesn't acknowledge the validity of the claims. A judge needs to sign off on the agreement. Jill Nato, Fox News.
A newly launched cargo capsule has run into trouble with a solar panel after liftoff. Only one of the two solar panels on the Northrop Grumman capsule opened successfully following Monday's pre-dawn liftoff. NASA says the company has assured them there's enough power for Wednesday's rendezvous with the International Space Station, but NASA is still assessing the situation. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres telling world leaders at the annual climate conference they must cooperate or perish, telling the U.S. and China in particular to work together for a world solidarity pact on climate issues. It's been a disturbing find in Jackson, Mississippi.
Police in Mississippi's capital city say they discovered a decapitated body after they got a call about a dog carrying a severed human arm. Police in Jackson say the body was discovered on Saturday in an abandoned house in the woods. The arm was recovered on a street near that abandoned house, but Hinds County Coroner Sharon Grisham Stewart says the head hadn't been located as of Monday morning. The coroner says the victim appeared to be male and that this case is Jackson's 117th homicide so far this year. John Saucier, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.